stores located?
We have one that was named Rosenberg.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the oldest stores that I can remember that we have, and Lawrence's Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
It's the oldest store in Stanton now, which used to be called Thrifty's, is an old store.
And they're located?
Those stores are located on the square lot, but now one of them is out in the Southland Shopping Center, Rosenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the store is still there. I don't know if they still got it open or not, but they have to open it. Something like 2 or 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Are there neighborhoods in Troy that you can identify by the nationality of the people that live there? Are there some that you can identify by the race of the people that live there? Can you tell me, Gary?
I could identify the people by the race, because now, let's say, on South Greenarch, most of the people on that street is white. On North Greenarch, I might say, most of them is white. And on Van Oken Heights, most of them are black. Brunton Heights, most of them are black. And on Brunton Street, most of them are white. Most of the projects that I know about, like this one over here, most of them are black.
Are there any neighborhoods that you could identify on a basis of religion?
No, I really...
So you wouldn't say the Baptists live here and the Methodists live here?
No, I think they mix. They have some folks that live all over the neighborhood trailer, because I know, they say maybe there's some Baptists and some Methodists, different ones in each neighborhood, I'm sure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think that one side of town was all Methodists and one side was all Baptists. I think they would be mixed.
Oh, okay. Are there names for some of these neighborhoods that you're talking about that outsiders would recognize? Like somebody might know it's Brundage Heights, but is there a name that people have that live there maybe, or some of these neighborhoods? Names for the neighborhoods that outsiders wouldn't recognize?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't know that much about outsiders. I've never had anything to do with the outsiders. And I don't know that much about to be able to identify any part of town and feel like that they wouldn't recognize.
So everybody uses the same name?
Oh, everybody uses the same name.
Okay. Do any of the neighborhoods we've talked about, with the black neighborhoods and the white neighborhoods, do they have separate sections for shopping and business in Troy? Is there a section maybe that is primarily black businessmen and a section that's primarily white businessmen? Or black shopping stores and white shopping stores?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think I can only speak for myself. I shop in all of them.
Okay. Could you divide neighborhoods on the basis of income, or upper class people live in certain places and lower income people live in certain places?
Well, I can divide them by what I hear.
Okay.